佛菩萨、上人、各位法师、各位居士，阿弥陀佛。今天轮到静明在这里跟大家结法缘。
All Buddhas, Bodhisattva, Venerable Master, All Dharma Masters, and Laity, Amitabha, today is Jingming's turn to share the Dharma with everyone.
不久前呢，台北的师兄弟就 email 给我，要我帮忙拍照佛殿里的这尊千手观音。于是我拍了几张传去台北，结果回复说那并不是他们想要的。他们解释说，其实他们是想要知道万佛殿里的千手观音有几个面，或者是呢几个头，那要求我再重拍给他们。于是我只好重拍。那当我上到台上啊，靠近观音菩萨，才知道自己有多么的渺小。这尊观音菩萨呢，将近有20尺，那我站在下面，怎么也无法拍到菩萨的头。于是呢，就想办法请一个人呢，帮我搬那个梯子到台上，然后呢，爬到梯子上，才能清楚的看见观音菩萨的脸。终于呢，顺利的完成了拍照的工作。
A while ago, I received an email from Dharma Brothers in Taipei asking me to send them pictures of the big Guanyin Bodhisattva statue in our Buddha Hall. I took a few pictures at a distance and sent it to them, but they said that what they actually wanted was a picture showing all of her faces on the very top and asked me to retake it. When I stood under the 20-foot tall Guanyin Bodhisattva, I realized how small I am.Because the statue was so tall, I wasn't able to see all of her faces clearly. I decided to ask someone to help me with a ladder, which finally allowed me to get a clear picture of the Guanyin Bodhisattva's faces.
那现在呢，想要考考在座的各位，请问有没有人知道台上的这尊千手观音有几个面？
Now, I'd like to ask everyone, does anyone know how many heads are on top of this Guanyin Bodhisattva? Somebody answered it correctly. Our Guanyin Bodhisattva statue has 11 faces and can be called Guanyin Bodhisattva with 11 faces and 1,000 hands. I didn't learn this fact until recently because I took these pictures. Now I know how many faces Guanyin Bodhisattva has.
那我在金刚菩提还海又找到关于这尊观音菩萨的一点资料。佛殿中央供奉的千手千眼大悲观世音菩萨是上人特别从香港聘请当代中国佛像木雕大师王泰森居士前来雕塑的。
And recently, I researched in the Vajrabodhi Sea. I found some information about this Guanyin Bodhisattva statue. It said that there is a nearly 20-foot high wooden statue of the thousand-handed, thousand-eyed Guanyin Bodhisattva in the Hall of 10,000 Buddhas. The Venerable Master commissioned layman Wang Taishen, a master sculptor of wooden Buddha statues from Hong Kong, to carve the statue.
那王居士他花费几年的时间，终于完成千手千眼观音菩萨的立像。这尊近20尺高的木雕观音像，层层千手穿前后，往上还有11个不同的面相。
Layman Wang spent several years creating this thousand-handed, thousand-eyed Guanyin Bodhisattva statue. Majestic and towering, this adorned figure is crowned with transformation Buddhas. There are 1,000 hands in the front and back, and 11 faces.
那关于这尊观音菩萨的典故，上人说，各位要知道，这观音菩萨不是今天来的，很早以前就来了。不过你看不见，你就不知道他在这儿。现在这是一个木头造的像，他来了，你们各位就说这个观音菩萨来了。其实有没有这个像，千手千眼观世音菩萨早就来了，你们没有见着这个像，就不知道他已经来了。一层化百灾， 观音菩萨的慈悲和感应是不可思议的，只要心诚，有求必应。所以万佛圣成观世音菩萨的灵验事迹也是多不胜数。
Regarding the statue of Guanxin Bodhisattva, Venerable Master said, All of you must know that Guanxin Bodhisattva didn't just arrive here today. He arrived long before. It's just that you can't see him. Therefore, you don't know he is already here in spirit. Now, when the actual wooden statues arrive, you say, Guanxin Bodhisattva is here. In actuality, the thousand-handed, thousand-eyed Guanxin Bodhisattva arrived long before the statue. One thought of sincerity can dispel myriad disasters. Guanxin Bodhisattva's compassion and her response to prayers are inconceivable. As long as one is sincere, one's wishes will be fulfilled. There are countless stories of responses received from Guanxin Bodhisattva at the City of 10,000 Buddhas.
那十一面观音其实有它特殊的象征意义。十一面观音分前面、后面、左面还有右面，及头顶。那正面的三个慈悲的像是慈像，那代表的是菩萨见到行善众生时生出慈心的大慈与乐像。
The 11 faces of Guanyin Bodhisattva are positioned on the front, back, right, left, and top of her head, and all have special meanings. The three faces in the front are the appearance of compassion, which is the expression of kindness and happiness shown when Guanyin Bodhisattva sees living beings with wholesome conduct.
那左边呢，也是有三个面是称像。代表的呢是见到行恶众生时生出悲心的大悲救苦相。
The three faces on the left are the appearance of anger, which is shown when Guanyin Bodhisattva encounters living beings with evil conduct and wants to change their ways.
那右边的三个面是白牙上出相，代表的是见到敬业的众生时所发出的赞叹劝进相。
The three faces on the right are the appearance of praise, which is shown when Guanyin Bodhisattva encourages living beings with pure karma.
那后面的是报效面，就是见到善恶杂秽的众生为使其改恶向善所生的怪笑相。
The last face is in the back.Is the appearance of vicious grinning, which is manifest when Guanyin Bodhisattva encounters living beings that have good and evil intertwined within, and wishes them to abandon evil and strive towards the good.
那头顶上的是佛面，代表的是为修习大乘的众生所做的说法相。那最顶端的是佛面呢，就是代表果。那最下菩萨面是因。那慈悲的面代表的呢是闻。那称面代表是五，表示文武双全。虽然现十一面呢，但是本体不二。
For instance, the Buddha's the expressions on her faces have different meanings. For instance, the Buddha's face on the very top is the fruition, and the Bodhisattva's faces on the bottom are the causes. Anger represents motion, and compassion represents cessation of motion. Although there are 11 faces, the original substance is non-dual.
那我们知道，观音是慈悲的。慈眼视众生，但为何他会有嗔面呢？甚至还有青面獠牙的相呢？那观音菩萨他是随顺世间，他有32应身的自在神力，为教化娑婆世界的众生现种种不同的身，在普门品里面有提到。应以天龙、夜叉、乾塔婆、阿修罗、迦罗罗、紧那罗、摩诃罗伽、人、非人等身得度者，即皆现之而为说法。他是以善巧方便，观机斗教，因人说法，因病与药。
Among her 11 faces, why are there also angry and ferocious teeth-bearing faces along with compassionate ones? In order to cross over the living beings of the Saha world, Guanyin Bodhisattva utilizes her effortless mastery of the 32 transformation bodies and various spiritual powers to teach and transform them. The Universal Door chapter says, if someone can be liberated by a god, dragon, yaksha, or Gandharva, an Asura, Garuda, Kinara, or Maharaga, a human, non-human, and so forth, he appears accordingly and teaches him the Dharma. She uses expedient means to cross over living beings and speaks the Dharma according to their needs.
上人曾经说过，菩萨不只在佛教里，菩萨也化身在其他宗教，例如天主教的圣母玛利亚，还有道教的妈祖娘娘，其实呢都是观世音菩萨的化身。那不知道大家有没有见过妈祖？我记得我小时候跟家人去道教的庙里面拜拜时有见过。那被供在神桌上的妈祖，她披着布做的衣服，她脸呢黑黑的，因为是被信徒呢大把大把的香熏黑的。所以呢，上人教我们烧香时烧一根就好了，免得把菩萨熏得像黑人一样。
The Venerable Master once said that Bodhisattvas not only manifest in Buddhism, but in other religions as well. For instance, the Virgin Mary in Catholicism and Mazu in Taoism are all Guanyin Bodhisattvas' transformation bodies. Has anyone ever seen Mazu in Taoist temples? When I was young, I went to temples with my family, and I remember seeing the tiny Mazu statue on the altar, with real clothes and a dark face, like a black person's, because her face has been smoked black by the huge plumes of incense fumes. So that is why the Venerable Master told us when we light incense, we only should light one stick of incense.
接下来我想要跟大家分享一个菩萨化身青娘子和朱老母的故事。
Now I'd like to share another story about the Bodhisattva's transformation body. It's called the story of the Blue Maiden and the Old Saw.
在以前，中国有个和尚，他的名字叫杜顺。他有的时候讲经说法，有的时候教人打坐参禅，有的时候又教人念佛，用种种的方法来教化众生。杜顺和尚收了一个徒弟，这个徒弟跟着他学佛法学了十几年了，天天都对着师父的行为很注意，看看这个师父到底是个什么，是不是菩萨，是阿罗汉，或者是佛啊，就注意观察这个师父。跟着师父学佛法学十多年，觉得这个师父杜顺和尚平平无奇的，人家吃饭他也吃饭，人家穿衣服他也穿衣服，人家睡觉他也睡觉，和一般人没有分别，那这大约不是佛，也不是菩萨，也不是罗汉咯，与人没有分别嘛。于是就和他师父告假说要走了，做什么去呢？就到五台山去拜文殊菩萨去，求文殊菩萨给他开智慧，想要开悟。
A long time ago in China, there was a monk named Dharma Master Du Shun. He used a variety of methods to teach and transform living beings, such as lecturing on the sutras, teaching meditation, or advocating Buddha recitation. He had a disciple who had been studying the Buddha Dharma with him for more than 10 years. This disciple paid close attention to his teacher's actions, and in an attempt to discern whether his teacher was a bodhisattva, an arhat, or a Buddha. However, for many years of close observation, he came to the conclusion that his teacher was an ordinary monk. When other people ate, he also ate food. When other people wore clothing, he also wore clothing. And while other people slept, he also slept, just like everyone else. Therefore, he reasoned, Dharma Master Du Shun was just a regular person and not a Buddha, nor a Bodhisattva, nor an Arhat. This disciple then decided to bid farewell to his teacher and to go to Wutai Mountain to pay homage to Manjushri Bodhisattva, ask him to open his wisdom and teach him to become enlightened.
他向师父告假，就是辞行说，师父，我在这儿学了这么多年，我觉得也没有学到什么东西，什么也不明白，我现在要去拜拜文殊菩萨了，我自己很愚痴的想要开一点智慧。他师父说，好，你要去朝山，这是应该的，你去啦。但是我有两封信，你给我带着，交给两个人，这两封信一封就交给朱老母，一封信就交给青娘子。
So he went to Dharma Master Du Sun and said, Teacher, I have been studying here for many years, but I feel that I haven't learned much and still do not understand anything. I would like to go to pay homage to Manjushri Bodhisattva. I am very stupid and would like to open my wisdom. His teacher said,It is good for you to go on this pilgrimage. You may go. However, I have two letters that I need you to deliver. One is for the old Saul, and the other is for the blue maiden.
那么这头一封信就顺路投给青娘子。到那儿一打听，这个青娘子是个干什么的呢？就是个妓女。这个青娘子是个妓女，当然这个徒弟想，哎，我这师父怎么跟妓女还有来往？是不是他的情人呢？这么远叫我给捎信来，就给这个青娘子说，我师父杜顺和尚有一封信交给你。青娘子说，杜顺和尚有一封信给我，那好，我看一看。拿过信一看，看完就说，好了，他走了，我也走了，坐在那儿地方就死了，就是入涅槃了。这青娘子走了，徒弟说，奇怪了，怎么他看完这信就死了呢？我看一看究竟，原来这个青娘子是谁？就是观世音菩萨。那信上就说，观音，我现在事情办完了，我要走了，你也跟着我走了。哦，这青娘子所以也就入涅槃了。她说，哎，我若知道这是观世音菩萨，我就跪到他面前不起身，不等他入涅槃，我求他教我开智慧，教我开悟，这多好呢！可惜错过机会了，这叫当面错过，交背失之。所谓对面不是观世音，当面错过了。
The disciple went to deliver the blue maiden's letter first.When he reached her village, he asked around and found out that the blue maiden was a courtesan. He sighed and thought, why is my teacher in contact with such a woman? Are they lovers? He maybe traveled so far to deliver this letter. To the blue maiden, he said, my teacher, Dharma Master Du Sun, has a letter for you. The blue maiden said, oh really? Let's have a look. After she opened the letter, she said,All right then, since he's passed away, I'll be going too. And entered Nirvana on the spot. After she passed away, the disciple thought that all of this was very strange and read the letter himself. It turned out that the blue maiden was Guanyin Bodhisattva, for the letter said, Guanyin, my business is done now and I'm leaving, you should come too.The disciple lamented to himself, Ah, if I had known that she was Guanyin Bodhisattva, I would have knelt in front of her and never gotten up, and begged her to teach me how to open my wisdom and become enlightened. This is called missing the opportunity when it is right in front of you, and discarding a person who is within arm's reach, and not recognizing Guanyin Bodhisattva, even though they were face to face.He missed his chance.
他继续拿着第二封信去给朱老母送去。到那个地方，弟子一打开问朱老母，没人知道。走到一户人家的猪圈，有一只母猪在那儿讲话，说：“你找朱老母做什么？”他一看，哦，这是个什么怪物啊？说：“我找朱老母。”我师父叫我把一封信交给朱老母，这只猪就说，哦，我就是朱老母，你就交给我好了。这信交给这个朱老母，朱老母好像是字，也好像不是字，就这么念。你看完了信说，哦，他的事情办完了，我也回去了，也就住在这个地方就圆寂了。他拿那封信一看，才知道这个朱老母原来就是普贤菩萨的化身。他说普贤菩萨来做猪，这是怎么回事呢？还怀疑呢。
He continued on his way to deliver the second letter to the old soul. When he reached the destination and asked around for the letter's intended recipient, no one knew who he was talking about. But when he passed by a pig pen, a soul asked him, "What business do you have with the old soul?" Quite taken aback and wondering if he had just bumped into a monster, the disciple said, "My teacher told me to deliver a letter to her." The pig said, "I am the old soul. You can just give it to me." Having received the letter, the pig read it and said, "All right, since he is done, I will be leaving too," and entered into stillness on the spot. The disciple read the letter and discovered that this old soul was actually the transformation body of Universal Worthy Bodhisattva. Why would Universal Worthy Bodhisattva manifest as a pig, he wondered.
他也不知道他师父事情办完了是怎么样，于是就去朝五台山，见着一个年纪很老的老和尚。老和尚问他说，你来干什么？我来拜文殊菩萨，我想求文殊菩萨给我开智慧，令我开悟。文殊菩萨有大智慧，是大智文殊师利菩萨，我现在想求他给我开智慧。老人家说，哦，你拜文殊菩萨，你拜你师父就是拜文殊菩萨啊。他说，为什么？你师父杜胜和尚就是文殊菩萨来转世的，他到这儿游戏人间来教化众生，你拜他做师父跟他十多年，你怎么还一点都不知道呢？我师父是文殊菩萨，我看他不像啊。说完了一回头，这个老和尚没有了。这老和尚到什么地方去了？就写几个字说，文殊师利现在指示你赶快回去拜你师父杜顺和尚，他就是文殊菩萨化身，这个徒弟这一回相信了，当面遇着文殊师利菩萨来指示他回去拜他师父，于是乎又慌慌张张就往回跑。跑到寺里一看，哦，这个杜顺和尚已经住在那个地方入涅槃很多天了，这也是当面错过，交被师之。你说拜了文殊菩萨做师父，然后跟了十多年也没有觉得这是文殊菩萨，所以又去舍近求远，跑五台山那儿去拜文殊师利菩萨。文殊师利菩萨明白只是他这条路回去见文殊菩萨，也跑了。
He did not understand what was meant by his teacher being done with his business, but nevertheless continued on his way to Wutai Mountain. He met an elderly Dharma master there who asked him, "Why did you come here?" The disciple replied, "I came to bow to Manjushri Bodhisattva. I want to ask Manjushri Bodhisattva to help me to open my wisdom and become enlightened. Manjushri Bodhisattva has great wisdom. I would like to ask him to help me have wisdom also." The Dharma master said, "Oh, you've come to bow to Manjushri Bodhisattva? Actually, when you bow to your teacher, you are already bowing to Manjushri Bodhisattva. Why? Your teacher, Dharma Master Du Shun, is a reincarnation of Manjushri Bodhisattva. He came here to teach and transform living beings. He was your teacher for more than 10 years. How did you not know it all?" "My teacher is Manjushri Bodhisattva. He doesn't look like it." As soon as he finished saying this, the old Dharma Master disappeared and left behind a piece of paper, which said, "Manjushri Bodhisattva is instructing you to quickly go back to Master Du Shun. He is the transformation body of Manjushri Bodhisattva." Seeing Manjushri Bodhisattva appear in front of him and instruct him in such a way, the disciple rushed back to the temple. However, Dharma Master Du Shun had entered Nirvana many days before. This is also a perfect example of missing the opportunity that is right in front of you. The disciple took Manjushri Bodhisattva as his teacher and studied under him for more than 10 years, but never knew it at all. Consequently, he abandoned what he had in order to seek what he thought he didn't. and traveled to Wutai Mountain to bow to Manjushri Bodhisattva. Manjushri Bodhisattva then gave him clear instructions to go back to his teacher. But when he finally arrived, that Manjushri Bodhisattva had also left.
今天就讲到这里，阿弥陀佛。
This concludes my talk, Amitabha.